You're on The Hot Breakfast with Danny and Brent. Joining us on the line from Shepherd, who we're going to see at the end of the year this year, is George Shepherd. How are you this morning, mate?
G'day, Brooke. No.
I love what you did there, because people always stuff up Brent's name, don't they?
Yeah, it's always Danny and Brett, Danny and Ben. Now we've got Danny and Brooke.
Danny and Brooke. Hey.
Danny and Brooke.
It works. And
I'm a little duo.
It's better than Danny and Bent, because you usually are.
No worries, Josh. Great to have you on the show. Now,
George, you're coming up here at the end of December for the New Year's Eve festivities at Darwin Waterfront. My first question is, have you been to Darwin before?
Yeah, we've actually played in Darwin. We did a festival a couple of years ago. I had an amazing time. The crowd was wild. I remember it being one of the wildest crowds that we've ever played to. So I'm hoping that this New Year's is going to be no different.
Well, I'm thinking about this. There's a very real potential that this might be the biggest New Year's event in the world on New Year's Eve this night, because we're capped at 10,000 people, but I don't think anywhere else will be able to have that many people in one place.
You know what? I haven't thought about that, but you're exactly right. Everywhere else, I mean, there might be some other things happening around Australia, but in terms of the rest of the world, yeah, this might be it.
Now, still on, you know, performing and stuff and being in front of real crowds, I have to ask you, because performing in front of a real crowd is an unreal experience, and you guys have had some big hits, Geronimo, Die Young, Coming Home, just to name a few. What is the song that people respond to the most?
Well, I mean, it's a tough one, because we had a song called Let Me Down Easy, which was our first single, and that's like the kind of the song that you can learn and sing along to before it's finished. So even if it's the first time you've heard it, we can have the entire crowd singing this chorus with us. And that's always been like the moment in the show that we just get to sort of take a step back and remind ourselves how lucky we are to do this. And like having an audience singing your lyrics and your song back to you, that's always a special moment. And I think Let Me Down Easy has always been the song where that happens.
Absolutely. On that though, is there a point where you go, there's some songs I'm sick of singing?
Oh, mate, Let Me Down. And unless it's to a crowd, Let Me Down Easy, absolutely.
Because how many times, if you had to put a number on it, how many times do you reckon you've done that number?
It would be in the tens of thousands.
Oh, wow. That's incredible. Now, you guys recently performed in Gladstone not long ago. Was that your first concert out of COVID?
That was our first concert back since February, yeah.
Wow.
We did Adelaide in February, and then there was nothing to do with like an audience until we did the AFL grand final, but even that was not really that personal. You can't really see anybody, the lights are in your face. So Gladstone was the first time that we had actually seen an audience and felt their presence since February, yeah.
Now, during that time in between concerts, so Feb right through till November this year, did you spend much time with the rest of the band, also known as your sisters?
Yes, we are a family, and we
so you all live together?
Together, actually.
Ah, that's my next question. Did you spend lockdown together?
Yeah, well, I live two blocks from the family house. So we've got, like, the family home, which is our central hub. We've got a studio there. Emma still lives there. Amy and I, we were able to sort of visit every day. Jason in the band is a producer. And we just got busy. Like, we all hung out together every day. And just we set ourselves the challenge to release a song every single month of the year because we had the time to do it. And it looks like we've achieved that. We've had a very productive year.
It is definitely a big year for you guys, especially with the grand final and everything along the way there. Question is, though, and I mean, we've seen it in other bands. We've seen it in Oasis. Not so much in another great Australian band with the Gibbs Brothers. But have you guys ever got close to calling it quits for the band because of sibling rivalry?
No, I don't think so. We're pretty close. Like, we're very good friends at the same time as being family. I mean, we have our moments of, like, you know, we'll blow up at each other really quickly, but then 15 minutes later, it's like it never happened, and that's the beauty of being in a band with your siblings. You don't have to tippy-toe around. You don't have to walk on eggshells. You can just say what you feel, and no matter what, it's going to be all right in 15 minutes.
Is there an animosity that exists between the siblings in the band to the other band members that doesn't exist? Like, you can blow up at your sisters or sisters at you, whereas your other bandmates, you might be like, yeah, so, hey, I didn't love what you did in the practice room the other day, whereas the other ones, you're like, this is cooked. This is a mess, you know?
This sucks. Well, whatever that mean, but it does get a bit awkward when there's that sibling rivalry in the van and the other guy's just sitting there going, like, guys, come on, what are you doing?
Yeah, just sitting there quietly, so just going
to sort of curb our enthusiasm in, in that department.
George, well, I've got to ask then, you know, just you and me talking here, out of you guys and then the 60,000 listeners, 10 Brent's mic off, Brooke's mic off. No, I just want to know, who's the boss then? Like, out of you all, who's top dog?
Well, we've all got different specialties. I mean, I guess I'm like the band leader. I'm organising rehearsals and, you know, talking to management and label and all that stuff. But, you know, Emma's in charge of the merchandising and, you know, Amy's in charge of her own separate celebrity extravaganza with, you know, Kiss My Fat Ass and whatnot with her Instagram. She's very good at, like, other publicity things. She's very good at PR. Mm-hmm.
It sounded for a second there, like...
individual specialties.
If we asked Emma or Amy who the boss was, would they still give you that same answer?
I think so. We agreed on it, so I hope so.
Hey, look, we've got a game for you we want to test. Now, obviously, Shepherd comes from your family name, but also we thought perhaps we'd test if you have the profession built into you as well.
An innate, you know, sense of sheep.
A shepherd sense. Yeah. So we're going to play the Are You Really a Shepherd game. Now, we're going to give you a name of something, and it's going to be either a name of a sheep or a name of an area in the Northern Territory. And you've just got to tell us which one is the sheep.
Okie dokie.
All right. Sit tight, George. Here we go. Moyle or Merino?
Merino's a sheep.
Hey, big tick for there. Well done. Well done. I'm actually really proud of you on that because I actually had 3 pet merino sheep, so that was very close to my heart. Well done. All right. Next one. Awassi or Alawa?
I reckon Alawa.
Alawa is a...
Alawa is a sheep.
That is incorrect, my friend. I'm sorry about that.
So sorry. All right. One more to go. You can redeem yourself.
Alawa is actually a suburb in Darwin.
Yes, it is.
So, but the final one here, this will be a test for you. Barbados or Berrima?
Well, I reckon Berrima sounds like a suburb, so Barbados.
Barbados, you locking it in?
Yeah, lock it in for the sheep, mate.
Mate, you've got it.
Big tick. Well done.
2 out of 3. You get to keep your name. You're really a shepherd.
You can stay a shepherd. Well done. Very proud of your efforts there, George. Yeah. Well, we're looking forward to you coming here at the end of the year. We're so excited to have all of you guys here. It's going to be a huge festivity New Year's Eve at Darwin Waterfront. We will see you in just about a month.
I can't wait, guys. It's going to be a great one.